You are listening to Keep It Real with Terry and Sonny. And today we're going to shift gears a little bit. And I didn't even tell Sonny.
I like that. I like shifting gears.
I keep on his toes that way, guys. You know? The last couple of weeks we've been talking about the financing the end time harvest, okay? Which the Bible's got a lot to say about that. But I decided to, I really felt the Spirit of God tell me to change. We're gonna go back to that because it is a series. We're gonna go back to that. But today we're gonna start maybe another series because this, the Bible's got a lot to say about this area too. And we're going to be talking about the Holy Spirit, okay? Whoa. There's so much the Bible says about the Holy Spirit, and you can so many different angles or different ways you can approach this, okay? Because there's so much, okay? So, of course, we might do, I might do a couple of weeks or so, however I feel God shows me or the Holy Spirit shows me. And then we'll get back to the end time harvest, okay? Also feel that sometimes I don't want to give you like a series go too long, you know. I want to keep bringing.
They kind of both tie in together though.
Well, they do.
The Holy Spirit and the end time harvest, they kind of go together because the Holy Spirit, you know, kind of works up the whole thing.
Right.
Saying?
Okay.
That's good.
Right. So the name of this one is The Revealing, Part
the revealing.
One.
Come on.
The Revealing,
it's like
Part
a movie,
One.
Terry.
Dun-dun-dun-dun. Which I had there. I thought about it. We can put some of that music behind it and get everybody in the mood. That works the movies.
That sounds like one of them scary movies.
Well, but I mean, you know, when you want, like I said, you want to scare somebody, you put that music
and then all of a sudden,
all of a sudden, you know, we're looking behind us. That's the title. I don't know why we got on this, y'all. The Revealing, Part One. Part One. I'm going to start with a scripture first, okay? And it's in John 16, 13 to 15, okay? I'm going to start. It says, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not be... He will not be presenting his own ideas. He will be telling you what he had heard. He will be telling you about the future. He will be bringing me glory by revealing to you whatever he reveals from me." Now, that's Jesus speaking, okay? I should have said that. That's Jesus talking, okay? All that the Father has is mine. This is what I mean when I say that the Spirit will reveal to you whatever he receives from me. Okay? So the revealing, okay, we're talking about the Holy Spirit, okay? And he's revealing Jesus.
Right.
I mean, and not just for salvation, for everything we need. All the Bible, the Holy Spirit, that's part of his job. The Holy Spirit's got many jobs, but he reveals Jesus.
Exactly.
Every word in this Bible is revelation. He can reveal, and it's Jesus he's going to reveal, you know?
Right, there's a scripture in the Bible that said, "No man cometh to the Father unless the Spirit draws him."
Right.
You know, the one thing about salvation is, you know, nobody's gonna come and get saved unless the Holy Spirit is kind of drawing a man. You know what I mean? Because that's kind of a two-sided story. You know what I'm saying? Because we God uses us as people, especially if we're filled with the Holy Spirit, to lead people to Christ. Mm-hmm. But it's the Holy Spirit, the one that's working it all together. He's the one that's putting it all together.
Because
you know, we don't see the whole side of the story in people's lives. Because a lot of people, we don't know, but they're actually calling out to God.
Yeah.
They're calling out to God. They're going through their rough time. They're in a situation where they're going through bad things, and bad things are happening to them. And they're like, "God, something's got to be changed in my life." And then next thing you know, the Holy Spirit hears that, and the Holy Spirit will come and he'll send somebody in their life to help change that situation.
Man, that's good. So the Holy Spirit, in this lesson, the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. And he reveals him in a lot of different ways, okay? But the Word of God, because I mean, you can look in every book of the Bible in some way it relates to Jesus.
Yep.
You know? Might not have his name in it.
Yeah.
But
everything.
Yeah.
Every scripture, every prophecy, everything in the Bible all points to Jesus.
Yes.
Everything.
Yes.
And that's one of the reasons why they put the books in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Every book, if you read it, you study it a little bit, every book had to do something with Jesus. Because that's what made the decision whether or not it made the Bible or not.
Yeah.
Because if it didn't have nothing to do with Jesus, then they didn't put it in there.
Amen. So, let me back up. The Holy Spirit never draws attention to himself.
Oh, that's good.
I mean, it's not about him. The Holy Spirit knows that. It's not about me. I don't want the attention of me. It all focused on Jesus.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
You know? That's what the Holy Spirit is. Everything I'm on is Jesus. You know? All right? Yeah. So the closer we get to the Holy Spirit, the more we will know about Jesus. Think about that. You know? I mean, we have the Trinity, okay? And we got God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And they're all, you know, they're all a person, right? You know?
Right.
All right? Now, a lot of people have no problem with God the Father because he's all blasting the Old Testament. And of course, people don't have no problem with Jesus. But a lot of times, even though we know we got the Holy Spirit, we don't may think of much, just like the Father and the Son.
I think more people don't know the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. It's kind of laid out pretty plain who Jesus is. You know what I'm saying? Because you read all his works, everything he did and everything. And then you read all the works in the Old Testament, like you said. It's pretty laid out who God is.
Right.
You can pretty much see it in there and who Jesus is. But in the Holy Spirit, with the Holy Spirit in the New Testament, the Holy Spirit is working through people.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So it's a little bit more researching and a little bit more studying to see who the Holy Spirit is.
Right.
But he is in there because it shows his characteristics. Yep. It shows the gifts of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. It shows how the Holy Spirit acts. You know, if you read the when you read the text, you got to read through the eyes and say, God, show me the Holy Spirit in these texts.
Right.
And when you start looking at it that way, mm-hmm. not as what Paul did, because when we tend to read it, we want to see everything, Paul did this, Paul did that, Paul did that. Peter did this, Peter did that, Peter did that. Timothy did this, Timothy did that. Right. But the thing about it was, it wasn't Timothy and Paul and Peter that was doing nothing.
No.
It was all through the Holy Spirit. But they got, it's kind of like we give them the credit for doing it, but they really didn't do nothing. And if you read that context, they like, we don't do nothing.
Right.
They'll tell you that. They won't tell you right now, but they tell you in the Word.
Yeah.
They can say, it's not us. It's through Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And it's the Holy Spirit that's working through us.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But you got to kind of almost per se read between the lines to be able to see that. You know what I'm saying, Terry? Because it doesn't blatantly say that, but it does say it if you read it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because, you know, like you said, all those disciples and everybody was used of God, mildly, but I mean, when they first started, they were sinners and
they didn't do nothing right. Worse than most of us. You know what I'm saying?
So I mean, what cleaned them up? I mean, it was with Jesus, but what cleaned them up?
Let me rephrase this. I don't want to say I was a bad person. I just want to say I was not the best of all people. But one thing I can say was I didn't go around killing people in church.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I can say that. I didn't do that. So I wasn't that bad. But Paul did.
Right.
Paul went around killing the church people. You know what I'm saying? But God turned him around.
Right,
the Holy
right.
Spirit turned him around.
Mm-hmm.
And the Holy Spirit used him and showed himself through him. And did things. So that gives all of us hope that God, mm-hmm. God can do that for him. God can do that for us.
Right. And I mean, you know, if you want to know more about Jesus, well, you know what? You got to know more about the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is not going. He's not in it from him,
right?
He's all going to point you to Jesus. It's all Jesus.
Exactly.
Just like Jesus said, pointed to God the Father.
Yeah.
You know, he said, "It ain't me. I just go to the Father."
Exactly.
You know? And what I'm saying, he says.
Yeah.
It's the same thing with the Holy Spirit.
They keep going. The Holy Spirit points to Jesus. Jesus points to the Father. It all comes back to the Father. You know, and that's the thing. And you know, and the Holy Spirit, that we have to know the Holy Spirit, Terry, because He's the one that's helping us right now.
Amen. Amen.
He's the helper.
Right now, the age we in, the church, you know, the grace period we in. I mean, the Bible says it. God the Father is sitting on the throne in heaven.
Right.
That's where He's at. Jesus at the right hand.
Right hand, right.
So who that leaves?
The Holy Spirit.
He's the one that's on the earth. And he's power, doing all the power, everything that God needs done.
And Jesus said that he sent us a comforter to help us, to be able to be there for us.
Yes.
And you know, the thing about the Holy Spirit is you really need to get to know the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Because the point about him is when you go through hard times, mm-hmm. he's there. He's the yeah. one that makes you feel better in bad time. Mm-hmm. And when you need to do things, you can't do it on your own a lot of times.
No, no. You need the Holy Spirit. But after that, you need God. I mean,
you need God to have him step in. You know, the situations just come and they're overwhelming. They take over and you just can't do it on your own. And you need somebody to help you. And people's going to let you down. And they always do. They always let you down. But the Holy Spirit won't never let you down.
No. So the Holy Spirit is revealing Jesus. Okay?
Right.
You know? All right. And the other part of that is that the more we receive from the Holy Spirit, the more that we will have from Jesus.
Come on.
So the more we need from Jesus, the more we want from Jesus, well, the Holy Spirit, we got to have more. Right. We got to want that Holy Spirit, you know? And, you got to look at the full gospel when Jesus walked the earth. I mean, he talked a lot about the Holy Spirit. You had the disciples, you know, and a lot of times they were wondering what he's talking about. But he had to teach them, he had to show them, and, you know, but the way he walked and did things, I mean, it was through the Holy Spirit, you know? The same way we were supposed to do it. I mean, he was a man, and he thought God the Father with the Holy Spirit. Same way we're supposed to do it today.
I'm gonna go out on a limb on this. I'm just thinking on my own, and I can back this up in Scripture, mm-hmm. but some people might not agree with this. But if you read the Scriptures, Jesus didn't actually start doing no works until he got filled with the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Because you don't see nothing him. He taught in the synagogues a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it doesn't say
right.
that he did no work. Actually, his first miracle was when he turned the water into wine. That was the first miracle. That's right, the first thing he did. Right. And that was after mm-hmm. he got filled with the Holy Spirit. Because and even the Scripture even said, and the Spirit came upon him.
Right.
And so he was filled with the Holy Spirit. So that goes to show, if Jesus didn't do nothing until he got filled with the Holy Spirit, what are we going to do? We're not even God.
No.
You know what I'm saying? We're lower than that. We 100,000 times lower than that. You know what I'm saying? And we need that Holy Spirit to get inside of us so we can do good things, you know?
So I'm going to say it again. The more we want to receive from the Holy Spirit, the more we will have from Jesus. And if I one example, and we're not going to get it, this is a bunch of lessons here, but one example of that is the gift of the Spirit.
Yeah.
You got nine gifts of the Spirit, but you got the fruit of the Spirit.
Right.
Okay? All right? So I just wanted to bring that as an example. That's just part of what the Holy Spirit does, okay?
Right, and I'm just going to kind of think this out a little bit, and mm-hmm. think out loud, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, you know, the gifts of the Spirit are things that you ask for God for.
Right.
I think those are things that you can receive that you don't have yet. Mm-hmm. I think the fruits of the Spirit, things that's already in you,
it comes out of you,
just like a tree. A tree, an orange tree is going to make oranges if it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's just going to do that. If it's healthy, it's going to make oranges. If it's not healthy, then it's going to make three of old oranges. If it's really bad and healthy, it's not going to make no oranges or it's dying. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But if it's healthy, it's going to make oranges. So when we get filled with the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm. we get the fruit. We're going to get the fruits of the Spirit. That means it's going to just come out inside of us. We start moving in God. But the gifts of the Spirit, because the reason why I say that about the gifts, because it's that to seek earnestly after the best gifts.
Right.
That means you got to go after those gifts and everything.
Amen.
And as you go after them,
mm-hmm.
you receive them. I had a lady one time, this was a long time ago, it was about 20 years ago. She came out to me, and I just got saved. I didn't even hardly know Jesus, you know what I'm saying? And don't get me wrong, I probably got gifts inside of me, you know, because everybody's born with certain talents and everything.
Right.
But she told me, she said I was standing on against a wall, and on top, and looking at the wall, and on the wall they had a shelf, and on the shelf they had nine presents.
Right.
And she told me that God said that when I can grab one present and pull it down and unwrap it and learn how to use it. Then once I learn how to use that, I can grab another one and pull it down and learn how to use it. Mm-hmm. And when she told me this, I didn't even make the connection about being the Holy Spirit because at that time I was just better saved. I didn't know nothing about it. I was just like, okay, that's great, whatever. Give me some presents. I like presents, you know what I'm saying? Who doesn't like presents, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But now I see it. And I see it making manifest in myself because as time goes on, I'm learning how to use the gifts that God gives, those gifts that working in by working. And the best thing, look, guys, I can tell you one thing. If you want to learn how to use the gifts of the Spirit, the best thing is just you got to use it.
Yeah, well, you have
to. You got to do it. You know what I'm saying? If you want, if you want people to get, you want to pray on people and work in the gift of healing, you got to pray on people.
Yeah.
You just got to step out there and do it. You know what I'm saying? You want the evidence, you want tongues of prophecy and everything, you got to start praying in tongue.
Amen.
You can't have those gifts unless you use them. You know what I'm saying? And it's like a toy.
That line, you know, I don't want to talk a whole lot about that because there's so much in that.
Right.
We might get that down the road. But the gifts of the Spirit, that's gifts you receive from the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
But that's not gifts for you.
Exactly.
That's gifts that you're supposed
to use.
Out. You got to use it and give them out.
That's
the
key.
And a lot of people get hanged up. Like, I want these gifts, you know, because.
That's the gifts of the Spirit. The gifts that you use to help others.
You use to go out. That's what the Spirit shows you, you know.
Right.
And guides you.
The fruits of the Spirit are more fruits in,
that's inside of you. That's
inside of you.
That's something where, you know, like, you know, and I really need it when I'm driving because that's one of my pet peeves. This guy cuts in front of me and la, 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 you know.
Yeah, get out of the way before I pop with this.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
Oh, man. It's raining in here. It's not raining, man.
Sorry, guys. Well, that one didn't wet y'all over there.
And it's like we're talking about that the Holy Spirit reveals Jesus. It's like Jesus actually is ministers to people, and he actually gives these things out.
Yeah,
but it's through the Holy Spirit,
right?
You know,
right?
It's Jesus giving out the gift of tongues, but the Holy Spirit is going to do it.
Right,
exactly. He's the one who's going to take it.
Yeah. He helps you develop it, too. He helps you kind of work your gifts up inside of you. Teaches you what you got to do and what you got to say and what you can't do. You know, if you like, you want patience, you know what I'm saying? The first thing you got to do is stop cursing people out.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? That's kind of a good thing to start off by. And then the second thing is, you got to learn to be patient. You know, you got to give tolerance to people. It's like when you're driving, don't get mad at anybody.
The fruit of the Spirit is more for you to help you live like a Christian should live. Live like Jesus should live.
Exactly.
I mean, instead of hating, you're going to love a person. You
exactly.
know? No matter what they do to you.
Yeah.
You know, you're not going to, you know, you're going to be kind, you know. Even if they don't deserve it and they treat you bad, you're supposed to treat them bad. You're supposed to treat them like Christ.
Yeah, I tell you what. And sometimes that's hard to do. Because look, that day, it was Christmas time. And around Christmas time, everybody's horrible shopping and driving and everything. And this guy was, I was pulling in the parking lot to drop my wife off at work. And I just barely climbed past the edge of the corner. I didn't even go in his lane. Because I made a tight turn there to get in because they had a lot of cars.
Right.
And the guy got mad, started blowing the horn at me, cursing at me and everything, all mad. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, at one time I got out of the car and I said, what's your problem? But I'm like, you know what? I got peace. I don't need to worry about that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And that's what the Holy Spirit does. The Holy Spirit gives you that. It gives you peace and confidence in knowing who you are.
Right.
And you don't need to prove yourself no more.
Because we actually need the fruit of the Spirit working in us.
Right.
Because you're going to go through things in life.
Exactly.
Because
it ain't you no more.
No.
It's the Holy Spirit working through you. So in you, when you come to that, like when we do these videos, it's not us.
No.
It's the Holy Spirit working through us.
We try to push ourselves out of the way as much as we can.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? We try to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying. That's why one's talking, the other one's kind of like, we sound like we're listening, but we're listening to each other, but we're trying to listen to the Holy Spirit at the same time to give out what he's saying.
The secret's out. We don't know all this. It's because the Holy Spirit tells us this.
Exactly.
Let me read the Bible. We wouldn't know none of this unless we read the Bible and the Holy Spirit tells us.
Exactly. He's God. He gives us the wisdom. And that's what he does. And that's the gift of the Spirit, the gift of wisdom. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. So just briefly about the gifts of the Spirit, it's in 1 Corinthians 12, chapter 12, all the way to chapter 14.
Yeah.
Now, you go back and read that.
That's like two chapters, Terry.
That's a lot by time. So
that's a lot
I'm not
of
no
gifts.
Speed reader neither.
Yeah, that's
but,
a lot of gifts.
But anyway, if you want to read about that, go back in there and read it for yourself and study it. Okay. Galatians, okay, came to me. Galatians 5, 22 and 23, let's see what it says. It says, but when the Holy Spirit controls our life, he will produce this kind of fruit in us. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, godliness, and faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. And there is no conflict with the law, but that's
what comes out of you.
That's what comes out of you.
Come out of you.
You know, as you seek the Holy Spirit and the Holy Spirit is going to feel more Jesus, you know.
You start acting like
start
Jesus.
Start acting like Jesus. You know?
Exactly.
You know? And these fruits should come out of you.
Yeah.
You know?
And you know, a good way to gauge yourself is to kind of look at yourself and say, how much more? And look, guys, so you don't beat yourself up.
Right.
You know, you kind of like look, say, have I changed? So yeah. If you only change a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, it's because it's a work in progress.
Yeah, it's
you know,
a process.
You're not going to be, boom, this excellent
no,
person.
No, I mean, that would be a miracle of God.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden, I tell you what, though, when I accepted the Lord, I mean, you know, I did feel such a big change. A lot of stuff was operating in me.
Yeah.
You know, but I call it a honeymoon period. After a period of time, you know, God lets you get away with some things because you're a baby Christian.
Yeah.
But after a period of time, you say, look, you know, it's time you to get on your own two feet and do it for yourself, you know. And if you either do that or if you don't, then, you know,
exactly.
Things slip away. Easy you got it, it can slip away.
I heard a friend of mine told me this. He said, if you need a prayer and you really need an answer, he said, go get a baby Christian to pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
He said, because God's wanting to show himself real to a baby Christian, and they're on fire. So, and you know, like you said, but the thing about it is, you know, and God's trying to show himself real to them and everything, you know, so it works out good. But those fruits is just kind of bubble up inside of you, and you start working and change. But I was saying earlier, you should see a change in your life.
Yes, you should.
Some kind of when you get saved, you get filled with the Holy Spirit, there should be a change from where you were. Now, don't get me wrong, it might not be a big whopping change.
No.
Even if it's a little bit of change. But as you grow and mature, because we do that the rest of our lives, we grow and mature.
Amen, amen.
And as you change, God uses you more and more and more. And then talk about that, like that scripture that says, he was given and uses, then he gives more. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? When we talked about that a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Well, that's what God does. Mm-hmm. When we use the gifts he gives us, he'll give us more gifts.
Amen. That's right. I mean, it's like you say, it's a process, and you have to use what you have. In other words, you know, like the scripture says, you know, you give a little, you know?
Right.
You know, if you want more, you got to pot it.
You got to do it. Everywhere in the Bible. That is a basic principle of Christianity is giving.
Giving.
No matter how you do it, no matter where you cut it, because that's what Christ did. Christ gave, and he expects you to do the same. That's one thing you can't get away with, the giving.
You can't get away from that because God gave. He always given.
And God always gives his best.
Then Jesus gave. And he gave his best.
And then the Holy Spirit gives.
Right, and then the Holy Spirit gives, okay?
Exactly. The giving things, God will thank
you. So, you know, every time we talk about giving a lot of other people, you're talking about finance. Well, yeah, that's that. But that's not just finances. In every part of your life, a Christian life, you should be giving.
Yeah, because if you don't like giving, you will be a horrible Christian.
I don't think you'll be one for long.
Exactly.
Because you got a lukewarm Christian in the Bible.
Yeah, because you can't not do what the master does. Because Jesus is your master, and he's your master. You're going to be like him. You got to do what he does, and that's what he does. He just gives.
Bible does talk about a cardinal Christian, right, and a lukewarm Christian.
Yeah.
You know? And those are two bad states you don't want to be in.
Right.
You know? Especially the warm one.
Right.
Because he said he'll spit out of his mouth.
Yeah, he's not too happy with those at all.
No, so we can't get that. We can't get in that state. But as long as you, you know, going after the Holy Spirit and being hungry, all he's going to do is reveal Jesus. And that's what our lesson is. He's going to reveal Jesus. Okay. So I got some scriptures here. And we're going to look at the relationship between Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And there's a lot of scriptures that y'all probably know already if you've been in the Word a good bit. First one is Matthew 1:8. And it says, now this is how Jesus the Messiah was born. His mother Mary engaged to be married to Joseph, but while she was still a virgin, she became pregnant by the Holy Spirit.
Come on.
Uh-huh. So, hey, that was a miracle, right?
Yeah, I tell you what, I don't think we could ever really understand that, because that's something really big, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right, but there's a relationship with the Holy Spirit right there in Jesus.
Right, and Mary had to have a relationship with God, you know what I'm saying?
Well,
God just didn't pick her out of the blue, you know what I'm saying?
She
had to have there was a reason why God picked her.
And he went all, I know, like he looked all over and he chose her. There had to be
exactly, because if you see that in the scripture over and over and over, God chose, they didn't go into reasons, a lot of reasons why he picked Mary, but because the whole focus of the New Testament was to be on Jesus, you know what I'm saying? But if you look in the Old Testament with all the prophets and everything, you read about them and you see why God picked them.
Right.
So that was a reason why Mary was doing something right. that God picked her.
Yeah, yeah.
There had to be a reason why.
There was.
Number one, she was a virgin.
Mm-hmm.
She had to keep herself clean.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Because in those days, you know,
people.
In those days, it was easy to get caught. If you read in Proverbs and Solomon's time and everything, it was easy to get caught into lasciviousness. A life where you just sleep with anybody, doing anything you want, because there was no way to get caught. You know, it was very hard to get caught unless you did, so you could sneak off really easy. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And so just keeping herself clean, that was a testimony to her life right there already, keeping herself pure before God. And then going through the persecution that she went through when she did get pregnant for God, because I imagine people found out, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, why are you not married? You know, and everything. Because we don't say that, but I'm just assuming that just from common knowledge, you know what I'm saying? And because Joseph was going to put her away.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because when he found out, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
So she went through a lot of stuff being a woman, you know,
that
she was able to do in that, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because she had God's favor on her life.
And like I say, it was a miracle. That was Jesus being born, but the Holy Spirit was involved.
Exactly. You know?
Okay. And and I think when we accept this, when a person accepts the Lord and gets born again, that's a miracle. The Holy Spirit's involved with that.
Right. Definitely. You can't get born again without the Holy Spirit.
So the Holy Spirit's involved in everything.
Because you got to be filled with the Holy Spirit. You know, because you can't. The thing about it is you cannot live a Christian. You know, and some people might not agree with this, but you can't live a Christian life without being filled with the Holy Spirit. Because you just can't do it. Because it's impossible to be a good Christian and do the things God wants you to do not be filled with the Holy Spirit, because because those are the things that help you battle the things that you shouldn't be doing. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I feel that if it wasn't important that we had to do it, God wouldn't have it in the Bible. It wouldn't be done.
Exactly.
You know? You wouldn't have to do it. I mean, it wouldn't be there. So it's important.
Yeah,
it's
you don't see in the New Testament nobody that did anything for God that wasn't filled with the Holy Spirit.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They all were filled with the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Because it said they came on them like cloven tongues of fire. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. They got filled with it. Jesus.
Yeah. In fact, they didn't start doing anything
until they got the Holy Spirit. Yeah.
In the upper room, I mean, they were all scared and running around, afraid, hiding. But when they prayed in the upper room and the Holy Spirit came, boom.
You read about one person that catches my eyes the most is Peter. Three times I read in the book, and Peter went back fishing. But you see, when he got filled with the Holy Spirit, you don't read about him going back fishing no more after that.
It wasn't fish.
You don't see that no more. You know what I'm saying? Because it changed him. It changed his life.
He wasn't going back for those stinky old fish. He was going after the stinky old sinners.
Yeah, exactly. But you'll see it over and over and over. When Jesus died, when Jesus first met him, he went back fishing.
Yeah.
When Jesus died, he went back fishing. Another time, he went back fishing. But after that, last time he got filled, boom.
If you don't, like you say, if you don't get that baptism, that's what's gonna happen. You're gonna go back.
You're gonna keep going back
in the world.
Yep, that's what happened. That's why I say I think it's impossible to live a Christian life without being filled with the Holy Spirit. You just gotta do it, because you can't do it on your own. You need the Holy Spirit, because you can't do it in ourselves. It's just not in us.
Okay, I got a bunch of scriptures here, but we're gonna do a few more because our time's getting close. Let's look at Matthew 3:11. Okay, it says, I baptize with water, who turns from their sins and turn to God. But someone is coming soon who is far greater than I am, so much greater than I am that. And see, I got to turn the page and they stick. Oh man, I didn't think about this. All right, and it says that I'm not worried to be the slave. Okay, he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. Now, that was John the Baptist saying.
He was talking about
Jesus, but the Holy Spirit was doing it.
Yeah,
you know?
That's what John said. You know, and John even said that I'm not even worthy to be even the servant of Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because he's telling you, he's going to tell you that Jesus is going to be the one that's going to fill you. Through Jesus, you're going to get filled with the Holy Spirit.
Right.
Because he made the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He made the way, Terry.
So you see the connection to the Holy Spirit. I mean, you go through all this, you go see the Holy Spirit's connected. All with Jesus' life.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, that's one person. If you want to get to know somebody, you need to get to know the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Because if you get to know the Holy Spirit, you'll know the Father and you'll know the Son.
Amen.
They all work together and they all join together. And if we get to know the Holy Spirit, it's going to change our lives. Right. You know what I'm saying? Because you can't, I don't want to say this wrongly, but you can't have a relationship with God and just read Old Testament.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying? Because you know, you can. I guess you could, because it does reveal Jesus in there, but I think it's going to be a shallow relationship. Mm-hmm. You're going to see God as a mean God. You know what I'm saying? Because you read the Old Testament, it's all about God judging and punishing being mad and everything. Mm-hmm. But you know, we're living in the dispensation of grace. Mm-hmm. We're living under the goodness of God.
Yeah.
And God's, and that's why God put that in there, to show how good his goodness. And the Holy Spirit helps bring that out.
Right.
He brings that out, the goodness of God, out in people.
Amen.
Because when you get filled with the Holy Spirit, you change who you are. You're no longer a mean, cankery, wicked sinner. You're no longer a nice, kind, loving Christian.
Yeah, like me and you?
Exactly.
Okay, let me do one more. This one's going to be in Matthew 4:1. And it says, then Jesus was led out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit to be tempted by the devil. But again, the Holy Spirit was involved with Jesus.
Exactly.
And that was a very important part.
That, like I said earlier, he's the Holy Spirit. Well, he didn't do nothing. He didn't even tie. He didn't even go against the devil until he got filled with the Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I want to say something about the Holy Spirit. I mean, I know I really got to know the Holy Spirit a lot more through a man of God, and that was Benny Hinn. He was one person that the Holy Spirit's a person, and you need to get to know him. Just like you need to get to know Jesus and God the Father.
Exactly.
And he was one of the biggest things at that time that came out, that you need a relationship with the Holy Spirit.
Exactly.
You know?
So exactly. You know, so guys, want to thank y'all once again for coming. You know, God's been such a blessing to us, and God, and I know God's being a blessing to you also. But, you know, if you don't know the Holy Spirit and you want to get to know him,
amen,
it's an easy thing. All you got to do is ask him. Ask him to come into your life, just like you ask Jesus. And say, so all you can say is, so Holy Spirit, I just ask you to come into my life. Let me get to know you and on a personal level. And that's it. You just ask him that. So I want to pray for you. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that those people out there, Lord God, that want to know the Holy Spirit, Lord God, that you reveal yourselves to them, Lord God, that they would get to know you like no other, Lord God, and they would have a passionate love for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, God, make sure you like these videos and share them also. You know what I'm saying?
I forgot to do that at the beginning.
Yeah. But if you're watching these videos, I know you like them. So
yeah, you
especially
like them.
If you're still watching them right now.
Oh, Spirit going to get you. You better like them. All right. So long.